Good morning from California. It's been a while. I just looked back at my recordings and I've done three recordings in March, and I think they were all about my art process in the new NFT world of creating NFTs from my art and moving into a different, using a different tool to share my work. And this will be another episode for that series. I have not posted, I don't think, the last piece, so maybe that will go up first. I have to review it. I don't think I've ever re-listened to it again since I did it, and that was March 25th. So today is April 16, and I do intend on finishing my book called The Lady in Gold, because we were just about finished, but I have to put these thoughts down when I can, and I'm here to do that again today. So I was thinking about this work that I've been doing, and I've been on a huge learning curve for myself, and you know, I'm an older person now. And I remember thinking when I bought this last cell phone, I thought, this is the last time I upgrade. This is the last time I'm going, well, I can't. You know how funny that is now that I hear myself saying that. Because I don't need all this technology is what I tell myself. You know, I'm an artist. Yes, I use my phone for a lot of things. And I remember thinking, I really don't need to want to upgrade much of anything else. I'm fine. I'm fine where I am. I have enough technology. Okay, that's where my thoughts are. And yet, in the last February 16, February, March, and April, okay, it's only been 2 months. It feels like it's been like 6 months that I've been learning. But it's only been 2 months that I've been learning this process of how to mint an artwork and how to list an artwork and how to navigate cryptocurrencies and, of course, use those tools along with, you know, some of my older digital paintings that I'm also reimagining. And now I'm learning new digital tools. I'm using new apps on my iPad to create new digital work. So it's quite interesting, because I remember feeling like this was the last hurrah for me as far as technology goes. And I'm not saying it's been easy. It has not been easy. My brain doesn't work as fast as it used to, just to be honest. I just got a phone call, so I don't know if I stopped my recording or not. Anyway, I'm going to continue on. So my brain doesn't work as fast, and I just take a longer time to process new ideas, new learnings, and new technologies, but I'm doing it. And I'm actually enjoying it. Last night, I fooled around with, I have like maybe 4 or 5 new apps on my, between my iPhone and my iPad. And I have created in Procreate, I've created in Illustrator, I've tried to create in Vectornator or whatever that is. I've been trying to just fool around with motion. And I've always wanted music in my work, basically. So I would like collaboration. I'm going to have collaboration for that, because I'm not a musician, even though I fool around with my djembe and my little guitar that I do nothing with except plunk around with things that, you know, when I feel like I want to sing around something. But, you know, I don't qualify as a musician. I just don't. But it doesn't mean I don't want music with my work. And I've always created with music. And a lot of my work has been in relationship to what I'm listening to. Let's put it that way. So I'm playing with that. And I'm also planning to put in my spoken word about my process in creating inside the NFTs that I create. And all of that is coming in the future, hopefully. Hopefully with help. Or, you know, by just me slowly learning how to do it. So back to the process of learning and creating. I was lucky enough to get a... was in a room on Clubhouse that we were talking about all this stuff, and there was a gallery. I'm not sure if the gallery actually exists in UK. I should look that up. Or if it's just a virtual gallery. But the gallerist was offering to show artists, new NFT works, on his, you know, in several different shows, you know, like a monthly show. So I emailed him and he accepted my work, and I'm in a show beginning on the 18th to the 16th of May. So a month, just like a regular show, you know. It's a group show, and he sent the link the other day, and I looked in it, and it's fabulous. I mean, you just operate on your computer and you move around the show and you can see all kinds of great art. It's quite amazing. So there was I, there was my work sitting on a wall in a virtual land, you know, next to several others. And, you know, you could turn around 360 and go through the gallery, like it's an actual museum or gallery. So I thought to myself when I was looking at that, well, there's just no limits with this stuff, really, you know. And we're in this new age. My kids, my grandkids are all doing, have all been doing video games, and, you know, now we're, there's metaverses out there. There's living, it's not living and breathing, but there's living and breathing metaverses, and have been for a while. I've just always steered away from it because I've just not been all that interested, because I have been a physical artist, you know, making physical work for 20 years now, more. And so it's so interesting for me to be involved in this show and to also look at my work differently and see the expansion I feel in my creative process. I look around now at all these large works I have, the largest being in the studio right now is a triptych that's, you know, spans the wall. That's like, you know, at least 8 feet long, and some, I think 10 feet long, and 8 feet high. And like I said something to someone the other day in one of these rooms, I just don't see myself carting around these large paintings into my 70s and 80s. I just don't. Right now, I'm still managing it, but, you know, it's not something I see myself doing unless I had help. And I do take a longer time to finish these larger works now. I mean, I remember when I was, you know, 20 years ago, I was creating 6 or 8 of these at one time in a studio space when I was in art school. So, I mean, it was like going between 8 campuses that were this size. I can't even do that in my space. It's not big enough. But, you know, I physically can't manage it anymore. I don't have that kind of energy where I would to be working on 6 to 8 big, large canvases at one time. So it is what it is, you know, and I've just decided to embrace this new world and new technology, and I'm coming around to it. And so I was going to say, last night I was fooling around with the app, I think it was in Illustrator, and I don't know, it was the first time I'd been in there, and I didn't know what I was doing. I kind of did an introduction video to just, it showed me the sidebar tools, and I just started moving my pencil around on, you know, my Apple Pencil on this iPad, and I made this sort of abstract geometrical kind of painting, I would say, drawing. And then I moved that into my favorite app, which is the painting app I use, that I started using back in 2014 when I saw Hockney's museum exhibit. And I moved the piece into there and started painting over it. Painting over the image that I'd made in the Illustrator app. So this is multi-level for me, multi-layer, which is right up my alley. That's always been my process, is layer upon layer and reductive and you know, what do you call that? Subtractive and additive. So basically, you know, it's still doing what I normally do in my process. In fact, when my first NFT that I minted back on May 20th, that is still up, is the same process. I had taken two of my original paintings and merged them in Photoshop at the time, and I felt guilty about doing this. Okay, let me just give you insight. I felt guilty. This is true. I have felt guilty making digital sketches this whole time because they're not quote-unquote real art in the art world's mind. And I just was in a discussion yesterday, or not in the discussion, I was listening to the discussion on Clubhouse amongst gallerists, and there's still the same mentality, the pushback against this digital work in the NFT space. They are still saying, they're still looking down their noses on it. That's the perception I have of the art world on anything that's created outside of a physical piece. And I mean, I understand it on both. I stand in both worlds. You know, I am a very traditionalist artist, and for a long period of time, I was of the thought that no, digital work is a separate thing, and that's not what I do. I do painting, I do drawing, I do creating a physical sculpture with clay or with metal or with plaster, you know, or other materials, found materials. And I still believe in that, okay? That's where I am. I still believe in that. But I've also expanded myself to take my own work, which I did find these two pieces, and from back in whenever I did it, I think I did it back in 2008, and I took my two paintings and I merged them together, and there were some underpaintings, some like first tries at it, which I call underpaintings, and this is part of my NFT mint, and then the final piece, And so that's how I work even today. You know, I take photographs of the underpaintings. So I have all these photographs as well. And I have photo shoots that are in series that have never been anywhere because they're just on my phone or in my camera on a, you know, a drive. And so it's like I have all this work, this creative work that is just part of me. I mean, I go places and that's what I do. I take photographs or, you know, I see something that inspires me and I want to start shooting it and take, you know, and do a sort of a study of it and do, you know, a look at it. And I know I have done several shoots on the, you know, in San Francisco downtown, and you know, my Yosemite work, I could go on and on. I mean, it's just, you know, my reflections of window, reflections of windows, the whole series of women in of a certain age, you know, single women, and, you know, I don't know, just stuff I have, you know, and now I have a place to creatively use it. That's what this is giving me, you know, the NFT space. So that's all I have to say, and it's probably way too long, but I'm excited, and I'm putting it into an audio format because I don't know who else needs to hear it, but I need to say it and document how I'm feeling. And now I will stop and finish my book. I'll do the next audio recording and finish my book. Thanks for listening.